G'day everyone, and welcome to Yarns from the Paddock, a podcast brought to you by AgForce Queensland. AgForce is a peak organisation representing Queensland rural producers. They exist to ensure the long-term growth, viability, competitiveness and profitability of broadacre industries of cattle, grain, cane, sheep and wool in Queensland. And on today's episode, we chat to James Henderson and Ricky Mio, and we're going to be chatting all things ag care. Now, James did a lot of work behind the scenes before ag care came about and came into existence of what we know it today. And Ricky has recently gone through the process of having an ag care assessment. Now, while there's a lot of conversations around natural capital, it's a great time to listen to this episode and see how ag care can benefit you and your business. So, whether you're sitting in a car, sitting on a horse, or maybe in the office like I am today, this episode's for you. Cheers. James and Ricky, thank you very much for jumping on the Yarns from a Paddock podcast. Before we get too far ahead and we start diving deep into ag care, for those that don't know who you are, can you please just give a brief introduction to yourself? And I'll start with you, James.
Yep, no worries, Sam. So James Henderson, my wife Kylie and I are breeding and backgrounding operation in North Burnett and Southern CQ. It's 5,400 hectares across three properties. Been involved with AgForce for a bit now. Started on the Landscape Management Committee, then did a bit with a Young Producers Council, and then and on the main board as an independent director.
Thanks, James. And Ricky, can you just give a brief introduction of yourself, where you're from and what do you do?
Yep. Ricky Mio, I'm from Clare in the Vertigan in North Queensland. Family operation, predominantly sugar cane, had some side, we stumbled into cattle, I suppose, is probably a good way to say. Last season, cane, we produced just under 400,000 tonnes of cane, and this season going forward, we're in the process of succession planning, which is a little bit different for us. I have spent time in AgForce on the main, board. I was the initial cane president that come on board, and I think I quite liked that. It was a really good achievement to be part of a fourth pillar in AgForce. Did that for a term and a half and stepped down a couple of years ago and have been helping behind the scenes with that kick.
Thanks, Ricky. Now, today's episode, we are going to focus a lot on ag care, touching on the assessment, what is ag care, how it came about, and why it's important for the industry to take it up. And for just a bit of a background of ag care and natural capital, James, what is natural capital?
Yes, thanks, Sam. So it's very important to understand that ag care is essentially a natural capital accounting tool. And for those, the first question most people ask is, why are we talking natural capital? So it's important to understand what natural capital is. Natural capital is the world's stock of natural resources. So this includes the air, soil, water quality, vegetation. It includes your carbon stock, includes all these various things, but it also includes your agricultural output. So there's a lot of ecosystem service frameworks out there where they look at how good you are environmentally, but don't take into account your agricultural output. So a natural capital accounting framework is a very useful tool for agriculture because it allows you to play off your production concerns and your production of your property and your agricultural output against your ecosystem services. So your carbon stock, your soil quality, your water quality, and all those management actions. So it's a really good way of combining a very complicated issue and putting in one spot. And it means that intensive industries can be sort of benchmarked together with all others. So it's not just for grazing. It means you can run essentially any agricultural industry or type of operation through ag care.
So touching on ag care, James, what is ag care and why was it developed?
Yeah, so ag care has been in development for quite a while now. I think it probably dates back to the start of about 2018, 19. And it was developed out of need. There was a lot of need for producers to be able to say, well, this is what my operation is and this is how I manage it. Because it was coming a very much top-down approach where, you know, there was a lot of, and it's still going on today, where there's a lot of sort of, you know, landscape imperialism where people in offices around the world who have no connection to agriculture are trying to impose systems upon agriculture about how we should report and run and manage our operations with no concern for our production and our long-term resilience. So it was coming from drought, it was coming from finance, it was coming from the environmental sector. It was a big push. And we saw the natural capital approach as a way to push back on that. So a way to give producers a very valuable tool that they could push back on a lot of the red and green tape and also, you know, provide a bit of opportunity and advocacy for the industry at the same time.
James, you did mention before how AgCare is similar to some of the other carbon calculators out there. And at the moment, it seems to be, I would say, a bit of a trendy word at the moment, carbon and calculators. So what sets it apart from other ones in the marketplace?
So the AgCare carbon calculator, we simply use either UNFAO model or the SB, the GAP series calculators. And then what we then do on top of that is go and look for any demonstrable sequestration opportunities. So all calculators on the market essentially only care about what you emit. They do not take into account what you sequester. So we try to take into account where we can align with, you know, international standards and national standards. We have sequestered something. So you get a more balanced view of what is actually happening on your farm. And that's still unique because a lot of the other calculators and people, they only care about what you get. So what it does is it's essentially putting the, you know, it's putting an agricultural operation on the same footing as a cement factory, you know, and we all sort of know that that's not the case, that farms are a lot more complicated than those sort of simple emitting businesses.
And James, for those producers out there listening to this episode, what opportunities could AgCare present to their businesses?
There's a few there, Sam. So yeah, it's a pretty wide ranging. So we're trying to make AgCare as broad as possible to identify opportunities and help producers. So it does vary in a lot of ways. So we identify any sort of potential carbon projects that might be available on your property. So using standard, you know, emission reduction fund or clean energy regulator methodologies, if we can identify them and then help that producer, you know, say, well, there is an opportunity there, we identify them. Any of the standard biodiversity offsets programs that exist, so if there's an opportunity there that we mine that public available GIS information, so public data sets that have information regarding biodiversity and environmental factors, we can mine them and look for opportunity. So they're sort of monetizable ones where you can get a return. Then there's also the fact that if you go through this process, you will inherently meet certain financial requirements like the TNFD, which is Task Force for Nature-Based Financial Disclosures, and the TCFD, Task Force for Climate-Based Financial Disclosures. And these are this basic reporting requirements coming to the finance sector. So by meeting some of these requirements, you can possibly, depending on your bank, interest rate reduction. And also with some insurers will look at as an interest rate reduction as well. It'll probably slowly progress into market access because that's where everything is headed. This will all actually come down to market access in about 5 years. So being able to be on the front foot of that, I think, is pretty important for producers.
And touching on producers, like we introduced at the start, we've got Ricky Mio on the podcast episode today. And Ricky, you've recently completed an AgCare assessment. Could you provide an overview of your business and what you got from AgCare?
Okay, yeah, Sam. Overall businesses that we're operating, I did one of the properties specifically that encumbered multiple commodities. So it's got cane, and it's got cattle, and there's some sheep. So we incorporated those three. The what I did notice is that AgCare at the moment does tend to focus a lot on your footprint, which is, you know, the carbon used to produce. It does have scope for sequestration, which is really good. It needs, and the other thing I do like about AgCare is that it is looking for more, if you can find more evidence to back up what carbon you are storing or any sequestration rates, you can implement that into the program. So that sounds good. Yeah, no, look, the process of it has been, I got my kids involved because I wanted to see, you know, their next generation coming through. I wanted to get their input. I want their thought pattern. I also use some staff, some of the regional managers, Kate from AgForce to sit on the process as well, because I wanted her input. And I wanted her to be aware of how this AgCare assessment works. How did I find it? Really, really interesting. And it's a starting point. I say that really respectfully because it's a program that's been designed, written up by producers and scientists and such. And it's focused on reporting to our governments, may want it seen or the consumers. And, I want it more along the lines of how I want to see it. Yeah. I want the person filling it in, the customer, not the customer, the owner of the property when they fill it in. I want, to me, I care more than just natural capital. I think what the people, you know, that James was involved with in the 2018, 2019, the concept that they were coming up with was absolutely fantastic. I think AgCare needs to evolve more. The main reason why I'm actually pushing AgCare, there's not too many that is owned with the data secured for the producer, where the producer knows their information is safe. I think the environment, the landscape, both commercially and in nature, is changing so quickly. It's so fluid that we have very little control in our lives anymore.
Yeah.
So we need something like an AgCare program that we have some sort of, we have a control of where our data is going. We have control in what we put in that data. And we need that data to be able to be used back in our own property for our own benefit for the long term of that property. I'm not saying secrets or anything like that. No, the opposite. I'm saying about making improvements that we do every single day, but tell no one. We need somewhere where we can document that, that is safe and secure, that we can turn around. And I don't care if we can get AgCare done correctly, done and secured. There is no system in Australia, as far as I'm concerned, that will have as accurate and live data as AgCare.
Yep.
There's nothing. You have government passing legislation with no data, just a whim or whatever they feel like saying that may get them elected again. I have no idea what gets them out of there. But we can't build a house unless we do the foundations correctly. We can't sit down and say, look, we're going to save the planet here if we don't put the correct data and we don't have the correct measures. If everybody starts to lie, you have nothing. So no, I'm happy with AgCare. I'm happy that it needs to evolve and keep progressing. I want to see where it's as same sort of standard as what the Reserve Bank of Australia is.
Yeah.
It sets a tone. And to me, that's what AgCare needs to do. There is no clear direction, let alone the world, let alone this country. No one seems that there is no captain in the boat. No one seems to know where the freaking hell they're headed. But let's just screw everybody along the way. You don't have to edit that out either. Thing. And I'm over it. I'm sick and tired. So I want AgCare up and running. I want farmers, I want producers to feel safe to know their data is secure. And it's their data. We have enough platforms out there that steal our data. We need to keep this for ourselves. And we need AgForce as a lobby group to do exactly that. Go out and lobby and fight.
So, Ricky, following on from the assessment, in your business itself, do you expect to take any actions as a result of the assessment to benefit the business? If so, what are they?
At the moment, my carbon footprint is about 1.6 tonne per hectare of carbon with a little bit of sequestration in that. It's not a great deal. So in my positive steps forward, I'm looking at all the aspects of the business. So it's like every data. You start getting a bit of information in, you're going to look at it. You're going to see if you can make changes. So is there a way? So I've already started, you know, in the way my operation works. So, in how many times I work that property, what else I can do to that property, how I set it up. You know, there's already works in play. This just confirms what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it.
James, after hearing from Ricky there, what framework does AgCare align to, given the drive for the industry to meet carbon targets by 2030?
So the process that we go through for alignment is we basically look, like there's all these, there's a million and one standards we could align to. So one of the jobs of the committee is to look at all those things, all those standards that are out there and determine which ones have the potential to provide an upside to the producer. So the big focus at the moment is on the TCFD and TNFD for supply chain requirements. And obviously, as Ricky alluded to, the big thing about that is being able to keep that, not providing that to your supply chain or finances free. You just got to look at the fact that the world's biggest companies and the world's largest companies are all data companies. So data is the new most valuable product on the world stage. So as farmers, we've got a hell of a lot of data. So we just need to be proactive in keeping that. But there's no specific set of, you know, that AgCare is going to prove everyone's going to be carbon neutral by 2030 or anything else like that. There's no requirements for AgCare to do that. It's more of a case of the commodities within AgForce say, there's a standard. We need our products to meet this standard to get into this market or to meet these financial requirements. And then it's up to the AgCare committee to go and, yeah, if not, do the gap analysis and see where AgCare sits. And if more needs to be built into the platform to meet those standards, and that's the process we go through. So it's very much demand driven. So got this ground up from the producers. It's what the members want. If the members say we needed to meet this, then we go out and we figure out how we meet that. So it's designed to work in the reverse of most things. Instead of a top-down approach where people say, this is the standard, you've got to meet it, and here's a framework where you meet it, it's the other way around where we go, right, what do producers want? They want this. This is how you keep your data safe. This is, you know, giving you some value as a producer because, you know, you don't want to be doing things that doesn't give you value. And then it works upwards from there. So producers in control of what goes into AgCare.
And looking forward, what is the plan for AgCare? Are you planning to go national or are you already national?
So like it is national to a degree in some commodities. So certainly the beef and sheep and wool can be applied nationally at the moment. The grains and the cane, was not quite ready for national. Ricky probably be able to answer that better than me, actually. The idea is to make it available nationally and then obviously to go out through the other commodities that aren't necessarily represented by AgForce, because the whole idea of AgCare is that it is scalable and repeatable framework. So you can essentially apply it anywhere in Australia in ag, and obviously if you can apply it anywhere in Australia in ag, you can probably apply it overseas in ag as well.
James, what's the cost to complete an assessment and what do producers receive from this service?
So currently AgCare is priced at about $9,000, I believe. And what you receive from that is basically that means we go in and set up a basically a digital identity of your business, and that becomes a permanent thing that you can come back and access later years. For, I think it's about $500 to go back year in, update and start building, you know, tracking your progress. So if stuff changes, you go, oh, this year I'm doing this different, you can go back into that. And that's very much personalized for you. And the report that comes out is what's known as a one-way blind report. So this is how your data is protected. So you can still use Ag without actually giving away the detail of farm. So we use the dialed system. So there's a rating and a scoring system, and it basically gives you a dial, like a, you know, like a speedo or tachometer. And you can say, well, yeah, that's where I am on that. Yeah, I'm getting 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10. In this area of sustainability, in this area of production, or whatever the metric might be. And you can pass that on to your, you know, to whoever it might, you need to pass on to, whether it's your bank, supply chain. And that essentially means that they can see if you're doing well, or like that gives them enough information, but it keeps your specifics very separate from them. So they cannot access your specific data. So they get the information they need without seeing your details. Because that, yeah, once again, that's your data. And if you want to pass it on to them, fair enough. You know, you should really charge them for it.
And for producers wanting to do an ag care assessment, where do they go to purchase one?
Look, you can just ring your local regional rep. You know, Kate up in the north is very good. You know, there's Scott in the south, like there's plenty of regional reps around that can help you get started. If not, you can find the links on the AgForce webpage, or you can just type in agcare.org into your favorite search engine, and you should be able to bring it up. It won't be the first one. I think the first one might be Aged Care, so it just assumes you made a spelling mistake, but it might be the second or third one there.
Ricky, now that you've completed an ag care assessment, what is your message to other producers in the industry regarding ag care?
Yeah. At the end of the day, Sam, that at some point we're going to have to demonstrate our footprint or demonstrate where the product that you're producing is coming from. And I think suppliers will probably be interested in that. The only thing I'm asking, and there's a lot of different models out there, okay, there's a whole heap of different ones that you can choose from, and various costs. Some are free. I don't think anything's free in this world, but some things are free and some things will cost. The only thing I ask producers to question before they sign up to anything is, where's your data going? Who is in charge holding onto your data, and who has access, more importantly, to be your data? Yep. Well, I think at the end of the day, we as producers, and I really haven't met a bad producer yet that you go and see, they invite you to their home, you have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, producers are very open and very genuine. And I think, you know, it's fine that we stop doing that just for a little while, because this data is very important. This is your data. This is your own personal information that people are exploiting, and I think that's just got to stop. We need to have better controls on that. It needs to be for you only. That's it. And James, you had a fantastic point that you'll be able to give them something out of that. Give the supplier a sheet that basically says your footprint or how you stand and so forth, without them seeing all your data. That has to see that. It's not their business. It's not anyone else's business but your own. And so that's the only message I can say in regard to ag care and other products. It's who owns the data and who gets to see it.
I used to, in a previous role, I used to work for a data analytic company, and it's definitely something that we are in behind the eight ball with, understanding how valuable our data is. And I think you make some really good points there, Ricky, about the protection of our data and the value to the industry it will play out, and how we've got to look after it and keep it safe and secure so that people don't take advantage of it. James, is there any last word before we finish up today's episode?
Yeah, there's Sam, I would just like to encourage producers to have a go at AgCare, because you got to remember, it's if you're a member of AgForce, like AgCare is your product. So if you do an AgCare assessment and there's something in there that's not there, or something you disagree with, or something you don't understand, you own it. So you have got every right and all the power to go back in there and change it or modify it and say, I want this in there. And that system and that process is fully in place. So unlike other products on the market, that if you go to and you say, well, that doesn't quite do what I want, or there's this missing, because AgCare is owned by you as a producer, as a member of AgForce, you own AgCare, you have the ability to change it. And that's what really makes it unique, that if you're not happy, you can go in there and make it better. You can. It's a really simple way to contribute to your industry.
Yep. Look, thank you very much for that, James. And thank you very much for your time today. And thank you very much for your time today, Ricky. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Yarns from the Paddock. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and click the follow button. It greatly helps us out. And if you're wanting to become a member of AgForce, just Google AgForce, click on the membership link, and there you'll find all the information that's needed. Or you can call the head office on 07 32 36 3100. Have a great day.